Cyclic meditation, CM. Lie down, relaxed in Shavasana, legs apart, palms facing the roof, face smiling and relaxed. Let the whole body relax on the ground. As we repeat the prayer, feel the resonance throughout the body. Laye sambodhaye chittam vikshiptam shamayet punaha sakashayam vijaniyat samapraptam achalayet om shanti shanti shantihi. Now, we'll start with IRT, Instant Relaxation Technique. Join your heels, toes together, legs by the side together, and palms by the side of the thighs. Keep the face smiling till the end. Start tightening the toes, ankle joints, calf muscles, pull the kneecaps, thigh muscles, buttock muscles. Compress and squeeze. Breathe out and suck the abdomen inwards. Now form the fist and tighten the arms. Still the face is relaxed and smiling. Inhale and expand the thorax. Now compress the face. Tighten the whole body from toes to head. Tighten, tighten, tighten. Relax. Legs go apart. Arms go apart. Palms facing the roof. Let the whole body collapse down, sinking down more and more and more and more. Relax, totally relax. Let the whole body collapse on the ground. Now slowly move the left arm along the ground upwards and turn to your left side, head and the left triceps, the whole weight getting transferred to the ground from the left side, right palm on the right thigh, right leg on the left leg. Feel the sharp linear awareness on the left side. Relax completely and slowly start coming up to standing position, Tadasana. Let all the movements be slow and continuous, no jerk, no discontinuity. And as you start coming up slowly, feel the change and the series of changes occurring. Now centering, slowly lean forwards, weight on the toes, lean backwards, weight on the heels, come to the center. Lean to the right, weight on the right edge of the right foot, lean to the left, weight on the left edge of the left foot, come to the center. The whole weight is equally distributed between the soles. Collapse the shoulders, arms hanging freely down. Smiling face, have a glance of the whole body. And the whole body is relaxed. Now we will pass on to first set of stimulations and relaxations. Ardhakati Chakrasana from the right side. Slowly start raising the right arm rightwards. Degrees, right arm coming up smoothly. Feel the changes going on throughout the body as you come to the horizontal position. Twist the wrist, pointed awareness, palm facing upwards, and slowly raise the right arm to 135 degree position and further up to vertical position. Press the right biceps to the right ear and all the fingers up. Yet another stimulation, pull up the right arm, entire right portion of the body gets stretched up and slowly start bending leftwards, left palm sliding down the left thigh, no bend in the elbow, no bend in the wrist. Relax the whole body. Feel the changes that are occurring. Beautiful stretch on the right waist muscles, compression on the left. Slowly start coming back. Release of the stimulation as you come to vertical position with the right arm straight up. Yet another stimulation. Pull up the right arm. Entire right portion of the body gets stretched up. And slowly release the right arm down 135 degrees. Coming down smoothly to horizontal position, palm twisted down. Right arm coming down to 45 degrees and collapse. Now Ardha Kadha Chakrasana on the left side, complementing. Slowly start raising the left arm leftwards, 45 degrees, as it slowly starts coming up to the horizontal position, twist the wrist, palm facing up, beautiful pointed awareness there, and as the left arm moves up to 135 degrees, feel the changes throughout the body, and in the vertical position, left biceps pressing the left ear, face smiling and relaxed, pull up. The whole left portion of the body gets stretched up. Find stimulation and slowly start bending to the right. Right palm sliding down the right thigh and beautiful stretch in the left waist muscles, compression on the right this time. Maintain the smile on the face, no bend in the elbow, no bend in the wrist. And the face smiling. Feel the changes going on throughout the body. And the fine stretch of the left waist muscles. And slowly start coming up. Back to vertical position. And the left arm straight up. Now pull up further from the tips of the fingers of the left hand. The whole left portion of the body gets stretched up, fine stimulation. And slowly bring down the left arm to 135 degrees. And further down to horizontal position. Pointed awareness and the linear awareness with the palm twisted down. Bring down the left arm 45 degrees. And down. Collapse. Look at the whole body charged with nerve impulses and sound vibrations. The face is calm and relaxed. Beautiful balance on both sides, on the left and the right. Now we go to the next set of stimulations and relaxations. Padahastasana Ardha Chakrasana combination. Slowly start moving forward and down. And slowly loosen the shoulders, arms hanging down freely. And relax your neck muscles, head hanging down freely. Loosen the waist joint, the entire trunk hanging freely down. Bend only as much as you can. Do not overbend, do not overstretch, but no compromise on the knees. Knees should be straight. Feel all the changes that are occurring in the head, flow of blood, increasing blood pressure, and see whether you can feel the heartbeat. And the whole body is undergoing a lot of changes. Fine stretch at the back. And slowly start coming up to vertical position. Let all the movements be slow and continuous. Carefully watch the changes, particularly in the head. Blood flowing down the head, decreasing blood pressure, lightness of the head, and as you stand vertical with the arms down, shoulders collapsed, feel all the changes going on, allow the changes to continue, don't withhold. Feel the heartbeat, the pulse, the synchronization. Now the complementary pose, Ardha Chakrasana. Slowly start sliding the palms up and support the waist. Shoulders back, chest up. Bring the elbows nearer, all fingers facing forward, supporting at the waist. Slowly start bending backwards from the waist. And relax the neck muscles and let the head hang freely down backwards as much as you can. And the fine stretch of the abdominal and thoracic muscles. Inhale, and we will repeat akara to generate resonance. Slowly return. As the resonance continues to spread throughout the body, feel the beautiful three-dimensional awareness. As you reach the vertical position, slowly slide the palms down and collapse the shoulders, and watch the whole body in deep relaxation. With the calming of the mind, slowing of the breath, relaxation of the body, it feels so good, and we are moving to higher levels of consciousness. Slowly come down from the right side now. No jerk, no discontinuity. All the way up the right hand and place the head on the right triceps. Left leg on the right, left palm on the left thigh, and the face smiling. Feel all the changes going on. Fine, sharp, linear awareness on the right side. Now slowly turn to the left. Feel the linear awareness getting transformed to the surface awareness of the back. Legs apart, arms apart, palms facing the roof. Smiling face. Let the whole body relax. Now we will do deep relaxation technique. Part by part relaxation from the toes in six stages. Toes to waist, waist to neck, the entire head. The fourth phase, the entire body. Fifth phase, getting out of the body, body apartness. And the last phase, merging with the infinite sky. Relax your toes. Sensitize your soles, ankle joints, calf muscles. Slightly pull the kneecaps and release them. Relax the thighs, collapse the buttock muscles, and loosen the waist joint. The whole part below the waist beautifully relaxed. Inhale, we will repeat ah, and generate the resonance in the lower parts. Now the second phase from waist to neck. Observe the abdominal and thoracic muscles getting expanded as we inhale. The whole body is getting light and energized as we inhale. And as we exhale, thoracic and abdominal muscles are going down, collapsing down. The complete muscles of the back collapsing down the ground. Now look at the base of the spine. All the muscles are stiff, relax them nicely. Relax your coccyx region, the sacral vertebrae, the lumbar region, all the nerves emanating from the vertebral joints are getting soothed. Slowly we move up along the spine, the dorsal region, all the muscles in that region are getting relaxed. Relax, collapse the back completely. Collapse the shoulder blades, shoulder joints. Now we'll relax the arms, biceps and the triceps, the elbow joints, forearms, wrist, palms and fingers of the hand. Relax the neck muscles, move the head from left to right and right to left. Assume the most comfortable position to the head. And inhale, and we'll repeat Vukara to generate resonance in the middle part. The whole body resonates with a flutter, shattering all the deep-rooted stresses and tensions and the blocks and the stagnations. Go deeper and deeper in consciousness. Now we come to the third phase, the face and the head. Relax your chin muscles, the lower and the upper jaws. Recognize the subtle tensions at the root of the teeth and release them. Cheek muscles, release them. All the stiffness of the cheek muscles are released by a beautiful smile on the cheek. Cool air entering through the nostrils, going down through the trachea, bronchi and the lungs, and the warm air coming up and down through the nostrils. Collapse the eyeballs. Relax the eyelids, eye muscles, eyebrows. Relax the forehead muscles now, and the temple muscles, and the entire head. Whole face and the head beautifully relaxed. The fine Brahmari spreads resonance throughout the body. Now look at the whole body in the fourth phase, from toes to head. Relax, totally relax. Let the whole body collapse. Each and every system and organs be relaxed. No tension, no stiffness anywhere. Recognize them with a deep awareness and relax them. Now we'll combine Avoma in a single breath and generate resonance from toes to head. Om. beautiful three-dimensional awareness. The whole body nicely relaxed and collapsed. Now the fifth phase, body apartness. Imagine that you are just coming out of the body, going up and up, and from the roof level, look at your own body relaxed and collapsed on the ground, completely relaxed. Now slowly move up the roof and going up and up, expansion into that beautiful blue sky, Ananta Samapatti. Merge yourself into that infinite, expansive blue sky. The abode of all bliss, knowledge, creativity and freedom. Slowly come back and move your toes, the arms and the head, and slowly start coming up straight after a deep breath. Inhale. Sit in the leg stretch relaxed position. And slowly come back to Vajrasana for the prayer. You can choose Sukhasana or Padmasana according to your convenience. Use Namaskara Mudra and feel the heartbeat and the pulse. Sarve bhavantu sukhinah. Sarve santu niramayah, sarve bhadrani pashyanto, ma kaschid dukkha bhag bhavet. Om shanti shanti shantihi. Now, a brief session of pranayama and meditation. As preparation to pranayama, we will perform kapalabhati, alternate nostril kapalabhati, use nasika mudra and blow the air from the left to the right and right to left. Times in a minute. Enjoy the stoppage of breath. Beautiful calmness. Whole body resonating. That the breath starts moving, slowly start Nadi Shuddhi, use Nasika Mudra again, breathe out through the left, breathe in through the left, slow continuous rhythmic movement of air, exhale through the right nostril. Inhale through the right. Continue the Nadi Shuddhi. Four more rounds. Feel the incoming and outgoing breaths. Smooth, continuous, rhythmic and relaxing. In each inhalation, trace the air down to the lungs. And the warm air coming out. Feel the breath scrubbing through the inner surface. Develop the surface awareness. You add on the Ujjayi sound in Nadi Shuddhi by constricting the glottis. Now we will perform Bhramari. Inhale, humming sound of a bee. Sit in deep silence, repeating Om in the mind. Each time repeating the Om, generate the resonance throughout the body, the same resonance the Bhramari produces. Each time repeat the Om in the mind, the whole body resonates. Feel the well-being and allow the Om to go deep into our hearts. The very essence of our Hindu culture, and let that strengthen our faith and expand our awareness to that infinite dimension of that Om. Now continue as long as you want in that Om, repeating the Om again and again depending on your time, and close the session with the same Shanti Mantra that we chanted for the welfare of all. Sarve bhavantu sukhinah, sarve santu niramayah, sarve bhadrani pashyantu, ma kaschid dukkha bhag bhavet. Om shanti shanti shantihi.